Good evening, everyone. Let's start with English. Please raise your hand and state your name and affiliation. Reem.
Hi, this is Reem Abulail from Arab News and Eurosport. Novak, tough luck tonight. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on what you thought made the difference today. And just what did you make of the way Sasha was serving, especially second serve? He would go fast and slow and everything. Just want to hear your thoughts.
I mean, he's one of the best servers in the world. We have said it before the match, and he showed tonight, you know, why that is a fact. I mean, he got himself out of the trouble, you know, a few times with serve. I was serving pretty good as well. I just had the one very bad game in the third set. Three forehand, one backhand, arm first there, you know, from really pretty easy position. So, wasted really the match in that game. Even though I thought it was quite even and had some chances to come back and 2-4 down in the third. Just missed, again, the forehand long. Tough match, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was a really good battle, really high quality tennis. We pushed each other as we always do.
Russell
Fuller from the BBC. Novak, commiserations tonight. Can I ask you about the Australian Open and your reaction to the decision that all players will need to be vaccinated to play in Melbourne? And are you able to tell us that you'll definitely be in Australia to try and defend your title?
We'll see. We'll have to wait and see.
Andrew?
Hi, Novak. Sasha had some very nice things to say about you on the court. I don't know if you heard, but saying how he believes you should be the most respected guy and all of that. How nice is it to have such respect from your biggest peers?
I mean, Sasha is a you know, also a friend off the court. You know, we get along very well. Not easy to be very close, obviously, when you're rivals and playing that much against each other on the biggest stage. But we talk a lot about life, about a lot of different things. And, you know, I'm always happy to, you know, share some of my experiences with him. And we always had a wonderful relationship. And, you know, of course, we want to win against each other. But there's that respect and appreciation for each other that is more important than win or lose, and that's something that I always had with Sasha, and I really appreciate that. I wish him all the best. He's a great guy, fantastic tennis player, and I'm sure soon to be a Grand Slam champion.
Simon,
hi Novak, hard luck tonight. Just to go back to the Australian Open, do you think it's a fair decision by Tennis Australia? I'm sure you've been talking to them over the last few weeks.
I haven't been talking to them, to be honest. I was just waiting to hear what the news is going to be. Now that I know, we'll just have to wait and see.
Last two in English, Yannick.
Thank you. Novak, on the physical note today, I saw that you won three matches this year against Sasha Zverev when he was leading the first set and you were playing late yesterday. So in the third, do you feel it was also a physical thing why you lost today, or didn't it play?
Not at all. I did not feel that tired at all. I could have gone for another few hours, no problem. It was just a bad game. 2-1 down in the third set, very bad game, four arm first errors, and in the conditions like this where you have one of the biggest servers in the game, it's just difficult to come back from that. That's all it is.
Last one in English, Reem.
Novak, I know you still have Davis Cup, but if you look back at the ATP season, what's the biggest lesson do you take away from this year?
Well, it was a great season, no doubt. I mean, I did not play many tournaments, but still managed to end the year as number one and for the seventh time, and broke records for the year at number one and the historic number one, and won three out of four slams. I mean, the year was phenomenal. Maybe could have done better in some other ATP events, but all in all, really good ending of the season as well, with the title in Paris and semifinals here. I like the way I'm playing, and I like my chances against anybody in the Davis Cup. Really, I look forward to that. Obviously, Davis Cup is a team competition. It doesn't depend on me only. We have to try to win another single or at least one singles, one doubles. So, yeah, it's a team effort. So hopefully the other guys are fit and ready, and I'm very motivated to play for my country. So let's hope for the best.
Thank you. We move into Serbia. Vuk.
Thank you, Fugubrajević, Kuri, Ljota, Restis, and Nole. Krivo nam je zbog učerašnjih poraza. Dva kratka pitanja. Ako nije tajna, šta ti je Saša rekao na mreži? Videli smo da je reakcija bila veoma, veoma lepa sa tvoje strane. I drugo, jeste iskoristili priliku da sa Viktorom Turickim ovo pričate o predstavljajućem Davis Cupu?
Pa sa Sašom je uvek razmena lepih reči, puni poštovanja jedan za drugog i uzajamnog, kolegijalnog, ali isto i prijateljskog, jer stvarno se dobro slažem sa njim. On je definitivno jedan od momaka sa kojim imam najbolji odnos na turu, iako mi je jedan od velikih rivala. Naravno, to nas ne sprečava da budemo u bliskom odnosu i van terena. Često sam s njim pričao o svemu i svačemu u životu i trudim se da, pošto me on često i pitao, on je jedan od tih koji je najviše radoznao mlađe generacije da pita određena pitanja i podeli sa mnom neka svoja iskustva, i tako da sam se tu trudio da mu se nađem, i nekako je uvek išao odnos u pozitivnom smeru. Eto, od kad se on pojavio, znam njegovog brata starijeg, Mišu, s kojim sam odrastao, ista smo generacija, tako da jako mi je drago što on igra dobro i zaslužuje definitivno da bude Grand Slam šampion. To će vrlo ubrzo da dođe za njega, zaista napreduje, ima servis ubitačan i naravno jako se dobro kreće za svoju visinu i igra sve bolje, tako da siguran sam da ćemo očekivati, da možemo očekujemo od njega najviše uspehe u budućnosti. A što se tiče Davis Cupa, da, bio je Viktor ovde da primi priznanje za povlačenje zvanično sa ATP tura. Malo razgovarali smo uživo, naravno svakodnevno smo u kontaktu i pratim takođe i dešavanja sa priprema iz Novog tenis centra ostatka reprezentativaca i ekipe. Znam da su otišli danas, nažalost, eto, loša vest da ćemo igrati pred praznim tribinama, ali ipak Srbija je u srcu i nekako znamo da imamo veliku podršku, tako da eto, potrudit ćemo se da obradujemo narod. Meni su te nedelje jedne od najznačajnijih u godini, definitivno kada igram za Srbiju ATP Cup, Davis Cup, to su jedina ta timska takmičenja koje imamo, tako da se radujem, eto, nadam se uspehu.
Saša.
Nole, evo i sad si rekao koliko ti znači to da igraš za reprezentaciju, ali interesuje me s obzirom na to da je svakako i duga sezona i kratka pauza. Koliko to učešće u Davis Cupu može da utiče na tvoje pripreme za sledeću sezonu i kako ćeš onda isplanirati tu pauzu?
Pa ne znam, vidjet ću. Nemam pojma šta će biti posle. Sada mi je sva pažnja i sva energija usmerena ka Davis Cupu. Jako se kasno završava sezona ove godine, ali dobro, šta je tu je. Nadam se najboljem u tom Davis Cupu, želimo da idemo skroz do kraja i imamo ekipu, imamo mladu ekipu, opet pored mene sto momci koji su mladi, ali opet imaju određeno iskustvo i u singlu i dublu. Bitno je da imamo isto zbog takvog formata i jednog specijalistu za dubl, a to je Nikola Ćačić, tako da eto, nadam se da ćemo svi uspeti da izvučemo neki maksimum iz sebe. Rezultat je u Božjim rukama, to ne može ništa da se garantuje, ali trudit ćemo se da odemo što dalje. Pa ću onda da vidim, definitivno posle toga sledi odmor, koliko dugo to ne znam, tako da eto, trebam porazgovoram sa tim, pa ćemo vidjeti.
Thank you.
Grazie, ciao.